Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Does everyone know why Easter is here 2 weeks a bit ahead of time?
大家知唔知道點解今年嘅復活節咧，好似早咗兩個星期啦
？Oh, it seems like we have turned fast our clock about 1 hour, just about 2-3 weeks ahead of time too.
有冇留意到咧？其實今年即係改鐘嘅時間，亦都係早咗兩三個星期嘅咧。
No, that's not caused by Easter.
其實咧同復活節咧係完全冇關係嘅。
And that's actually Easter ties into the Jewish calendar, the Sabbath.
其實咧個原因咧，可能係因為復活節同埋猶太教猶太嗰個安息日嘅關係。
逾越節。Because the Sabbath, actually, the Passover, is to commemorate the deliverance of Israel from Egypt.
逾越節咧，其實咧係要紀念以色列人得拯救。
They were delivered from Israel, the slave drivers of Israel, long time ago.
係要紀念從前以色列嘅奴隸係由埃及被拯救出嚟。
And for that reason, they have been remembering ever since.
由嗰個時候開始，佢哋就有呢個嘅紀念嘅習俗。
The Passover started the first day of the religious calendar of Israel. Passover, 逾越節。
OK, 逾越節，對唔住，講多次。
逾越節係嗰個新年嘅第一日。
OK, 對唔住，逾越節係新年嘅第一日。
And they have been commemorating it ever since.
由嗰時開始咧，佢哋就有每一年有咧咁樣嘅紀念啦，有咁習俗。
So what I'm saying is that the Bible is not from a made-up story.
我想證明咧，就係話咧，聖經裡面嘅故事咧，唔係虛構嘅，係有事實根據嘅。
And Easter ties into the day of the Sabbath because during the time of the Sabbath, Christ was being murdered.
復活節咧係有根據嘅。復活節嘅源頭咧，嗰個從前嘅起源咧，就係同逾越節受難嗰個嘅關係喺度。
Now we have to see that.The Apostle John is giving us illustrations of love.
我哋今日要睇嘅咧就系老约翰同我哋讲爱嘅比喻，爱嘅表现。
The biggest love is God dying for us.
最大嘅爱咧就系主耶稣为咗人去受死，自愿嘅受死。
And the biggest love that God has ever demonstrated is that He sent His Son to die for us, His one and only Son.
神最大嘅爱嘅表扬咧，就系话到佢将佢独一嘅儿子系降世为人嘅罪而受死。
So let's start with a word of prayer.
我哋一齐祷告。
Father, we just thank you for this morning. Lord, we just thank you because you have become our sacrifice, and you have become our salvation and redemption. And Lord, I just thank you because you have gathered us today, Lord, amidst the slippery roads and the bad weather, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would let everyone.That's come here today, be filled with your words and your joy. We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，你实实在在嘅喺我哋嘅生命里面表扬咗爱，你自己甘愿嘅去成为我哋嘅赎罪祭，成为我哋嘅拯救，成为我哋永远嘅盼望。主，让你求你今天将你嘅话语丰富嘅藏喺我哋嘅心里面，让我哋有可以听嘅耳朵，让我哋有可以接受你教导嘅心，让我哋喺今天离开嘅时候系丰富嘅离开，因着你自己嘅爱被感动。我哋咁样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名字而求。
This is the third time that John has shared love with us.
呢次咧，其实系约翰咧第三次同我哋讲到爱嘅题目噶啦。
Something strange about 1 John is that John seems to be repeating all the time.
好奇怪，似乎咧，約翰咧成日都好似重複又重複講啲嘢。
And you like to wonder whether he has run out of ideas.
你可能會覺得佢可能即係講到冇嘢好講啦，所以成日重複。
But no, that's not the case.
但係其實事實唔係咁樣嘅。
I have to give you some backgrounds.
我今日咧要講一啲嘅背景。
First time John shared love with us in this epistle is.In chapter 2.
第一次約翰咧喺約翰一書第一次同佢講到愛咧喺第二章嘅。
It's in chapter 2, verse 7 to 11.
喺第二章第七到第十一節。
Well, he contrasts light and darkness for someone that loves and hates.
佢將光明與黑暗同埋愛與憎恨做一個對比。
He says, if you want to walk in the light, you have to be walking in love.
他講到話，如果人要喺光明中，就一定要有愛喺心中。
And this is not a new commandment. This is an old commandment.
佢亦都講到話，呢個絕對唔係一個舊嘅，即係呢個係一個舊嘅命令，亦都係一個新，唔係一個新嘅命令，一個舊嘅命令。
The reason why it's new is because if you want to be in fellowship with the Lord, you have to walk in love.
佢講到話係一個新嘅命令，係因為你要與神有相交，先至可以有愛喺你嘅人生裏面。
So love is actually portrayed as a requirement for fellowship with the Lord.
故此就係話到咧，當一個人與神有相交嘅時候，愛就會自然嘅表露出嚟啦。
Now the second time John talks about love is in chapter 3.
第二次咧，佢講到愛咧，就喺第三章嗰度。
It's from verse 10 to verse 14.
嚇，喺第十節到第十四節嗰度。
He says that, how do we know that we are the children of God?
你點樣知道你係真係屬於神嘅兒女咧？
And you are not the children of the devil.
而唔係魔鬼嘅兒女咧。
And it says, whoever that does what is right belongs to the Lord.
佢就係話講到即係凡係行義嘅就係神嘅兒女啦。
And then he says that by defining what's right, he means that we have to start with loving each other.
佢講到話咩叫行義咧？就係話要彼此相愛。咩係屬於正路咧？即係咩叫行得啱行得錯咧？行得啱就係話要彼此相愛。
So in the second scenario, when John tells us about love, it is about not about our fellowship, but it's about our position, the proof that we are true believers.
佢即係故此咧，佢就呢次咧就唔係講到話你與神嘅相交，呢次咧就講到你嗰個位置嘅問題啦，嚇，你個位置嘅問題。
How do you know you're a true Christian?
你點樣知道你係一個真嘅基督徒咧？
What's the proof of your sonship?
有啲乜嘢去證明到你係屬於神嘅咧？
It is because you show love in your life.
就係因為你有愛嘅行為，以至到係表現到你係真係屬於神嘅啦。
So love in chapter 3 is portrayed as a matter of life and death.
呢度咧，即係第三章就講到話愛咧就係等同於一個生與死啦！你喺神裏面究竟有冇生命嘅咧？生與死啦。
Now John has shared us in chapter 4 one step further about love.
現在咧第四節咧，佢又再推前一步啦。
Let's go to chapter 4 verse 7.
我哋而家睇第四章第七節。
He says we should love each other.
親愛嘅弟兄們啊，我們應當彼此相愛。
For love comes from God.
因為愛是從神嚟嘅。
And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
凡有愛心的都是由神而生，並且是認識神的。
And whoever that does not love does not know God.
沒有愛心的就不認識神。
Because God is love.
因為神就是愛。
Now, in this situation, John is combining fellowship and sonship together.
這裡呢，約翰呢，就將到與神相交和是否屬於神，這兩樣東西就放在一起了。
We love because we are in fellowship with the Lord and we are also His true children.
我哋爱，因为我哋系与神有相交，而我哋亦都系神嘅儿子，属于神嘅。
So that's the reason why loving each other is mentioned 3 times in here.
所以咧，爱咧喺呢度咧就提咗三次。
The first time it's mentioned is in verse 7.
第七節第一次講到。
The second time it's mentioned, it is in verse 11.
第二次講到咧，第十一節嗰度。
He says we should love each other.
我們也當彼此相愛。
Because God has loved us so much that we should love each other.
因為神係甚愛我哋，故此我哋應當彼此相愛。
And then the third time it's mentioned in the section is actually in verse 12.
第三次咧就係講到第十二節嗰度啦。
He said no one has seen God.
他說從來沒有人見過神。
That's the reason why we should love each other.
我們故此就應當彼此相愛。
Now this is kind of quite mysterious as to why John associated two concepts together.
是不是很神秘很奇怪，為什麼即是約翰會即是這麼多的 idea， 這麼多 concept？
What's the connection between not seeing God and loving each other？
即係同我哋見唔到神同埋彼此相愛有咩拉楞咧
？I have to expound to you on this obscure concept a bit later on.
我咧慢慢咧眼遲些少咧，就會同佢哋去討論，去將呢個嘅概念咧，即係去膨大，再大研究下。有六個原因嘅。
There are six reasons why not seeing God and loving each other makes sense。
係有六個原因係可以解釋到點解見唔到神而彼此相愛係有關係嘅。
First, let us turn back to what John has defined about love。
我哋首先咧，不如睇下愛嘅定義。約翰愛嘅定義係咩啦
？John says that God is love。
定義就話神就是愛。
We have to be very careful because not all love is God。
我哋要小心喎，因為唔係所有嘅愛都係由神而嚟嘅。
And not all love is godly。
而唔係所有嘅愛都係神性嘅，屬於神嘅。
There are many kinds of love that are lust, actually。
有好多愛咧，其實都係同私欲、情欲有關係嘅。
And they stand to be condemned。
佢嘅結局咧，亦都係可能係會將來被咒詛嘅。
Has anyone read the newspaper nowadays？
大家有冇得閒睇下報紙啊？
Who is the biggest fallout in American politics because he was caught？
喺美國嘅政治故事裡面咧，有邊啲嘅政客咧係因為？因為某啲嘅醜聞咧，而即係好丟架啦。
The governor of New York. The governor of New York.
嚇，係咪大家有冇睇到啊？最近美國嗰個市州長 ，sorry， 州長。
紐約啊。
嚇！美國紐約嘅州長。
Elliot Spitzer. He used to be called, you know, they used to nickname Elliot Ness.
佢有個花名喎，以前叫做 Elliot Ness。
Because he cramps down on the mobs.
因為咧，佢以前咧
，shuts down the mafia.
係因為咧，佢以前咧捉賊啊好叻啦，同埋咧即係嗰啲特別係最嗰啲有組織嘅犯罪組織係佢係捉咗幾單嘅。
And as a previous prosecutor, he was very good in shutting down prostitution rings.
而佢以前嘅專長咧就係專係賣淫嘅集團咧係俾佢即係捉咗嘅。
He was very good in wiretaps, electronic surveillance.He's very good in that.
佢咧亦都咧偷聽咧，從前咧偷聽嗰啲人咧係即係好，佢好有技巧嘅。
He used to say, "You can run, but you cannot hide from me. I'll get you."
佢話你從前咧，佢曾經講過話你可以走，但係咧你唔可以匿埋，因為我一定捉到。
And here's the man that always dressed in a white shirt.
佢咧從前咧就成日都會著啲白色嘅恤衫。
But a few people would dress in a white shirt nowadays。
嚇，即係而家咧好多男士咧都唔會著白恤衫噶啦。
And one of you is wearing white shirt today。
有邊個著白恤衫今日
？This man always wear a white shirt。
呢個人咧時常都係著白恤衫。
And always a dark red tie。
同埋咧係黑色領帶。
His life is always black and white according to him。
好似咧就係表揚咗佢人生咧就係黑與白。分明。
And it seems like he has a loving family.
亦都咧外表咧睇到一個好好嘅家庭。
He's got a loving wife and three teenage daughters.
有一個好係有一個好好嘅太太，有三個好年輕嘅女。
And he's the one that likes to bully people. He's a good bully when it comes to politics.
佢咧喺政壇上面咧，亦都咧好識得交際，好識得即係去。同其他嘅政客交際。
People nickname him the Elliot Ness like the Untouchables。
好似話佢知道點樣嘅攞權啊，點樣嘅去同其他人接觸。
天羅地網嗰個李斯隊長啊。They call him like that, okay? The big time crime fighter。
最惡嘅戰士。
And you know what happened？
大家都知道發生咗啲咩事啦。
He was caught actually.Paying money to a high-priced prostitute.
佢咧就俾人捉咗，就係自己咧用咗好高嘅價錢，幾千蚊嘅美金去酒店度照妓。
They say it's more than eight times.
亦都咧好話咧係其實多過八次啦。
For someone that was so used to being putting up electronic surveillance and wiretaps, he got caught in his own web.
係咪好奇怪咧？就係佢從前好叻，即係點樣嘅偷聽啊、追聽啊，但係而家今次咧就俾人捉咗。
And it was just actually by coincidence. He was not the target.
係咪好即係好可笑咧？就係咧，即係其實啲人咧就唔係追緊佢嘅，只不過好偶然嘅機會裡面發現到有啲少少唔妥，於是就
FBI was trying to have a surveillance on a prostitution ring.
聯邦 FBI 咧，其實咧就係喺度追緊一個有組織嘅賣淫集團。
So they put secret cameras out。
咁咧，佢哋咧就即係裝啲隱蔽嘅攝影機。
And guess what? He came in。
咁咧就見到佢出現啦。
Now this man at one time his ambitions were so high that he wants to go to the White House. He could be the next president.
呢個人咧從前嘅目標咧係其實係有諗過去到白宮度嚇進駐白宮。
Because his platform is as a crime fighter.
因為佢嘅意願咧就係要去抵抗呢個罪惡。
Many people supported him.
亦都咧好多係佢嘅支持者。
No nonsense and tough on crime.
很多人就即係就好多人就好渴望，即係罪就係罪，唔啱就唔啱，唔好即係太多灰色地帶。
So for someone that's going to the White House now, they say he may be going to the big house in jail.
咁而家當然啦，大家就話即係可能去白宮就去唔到啦，但係監獄咧可能就有佢份。
Because you know why?
知唔知點解啊
？He actually had unknown to him. Now he was a lawyer. Unknown to him, there was another criminal charge that's lay on him besides prostitution.
哦，而家咧可能話而家話可能咧要控告佢唔係話因為嗰、那個嗰個召妓嘅事，係有第二樣嘢要控告佢。
Because he actually the prostitute was hired from another state。
就係話到咧，其實嗰個妓女咧就係由第二個州去到紐約嘅。
And there's a strange law saying that if a prostitute was being hired from one state to another state, that is human trafficking. That's another crime.
係啦，就係話到咧，話因為嗰個妓女咧係由第二個州去到紐約州嘅，原來咧有一條法例咧，就係話如果你咁樣咧，就係好似賣人由州由嚇賣人，好似我都唔記得中文嚇，即係好似
販賣人口，
係販賣人口。
And he's the one that says that people that with the prostitute should be given tough sentences up to 6 months in jail.
佢從前咧就話咧，即係應該要好強硬地去對付即係妓女呢個問題，就話如果俾人捉咧，就應該要唔好就去坐監最少6个月。
And strange enough, there are people that still says that he should not step down as governor.
係咪好奇怪咧？就係話有啲人咧仍然係支持佢，話佢就係話即係佢做咗呢件事之後都唔需要落台啊。
Oh, he said that's another kind of love anyway.
有啲人就話其實呢個都係其中一種愛嘅啫，召妓。
Strange enough, really, you know how this world has become nowadays.
係咪好奇怪咧？即係人嗰個價值觀真係嚇。
So we have to know that not all love came from God.
就係話到啦，唔係所有嘅愛都係由神而出嘅。
I feel sorry for his wife, that his wife is standing right next to him when he apologized to everyone.
其實我對佢嘅太太咧就好可憐，佢太太佢個丈夫出嚟召妓，出嚟開記者會，佢太太就要企喺旁邊度支持佢。
He's not the first high-class politician that got caught. Clinton was also caught.
其實佢都唔係第一個政客噶啦，嚇！大家記唔記得克林頓從前都
Monica Lewinsky
嚇？記唔記得 Monica Lewinsky 啊
？So we have to say that we have to be very careful when we define what love is.
故此，我哋要特別嘅小心嚟到愛嘅定義嘅時候，要特別嘅小心。
See, that's the reason why the Bible says anyone who loves has been born of God.
呢個就係話啦，話有愛嘅人咧，係由神而生嘅。凡有愛心的，都是由神而生。
We have to know that the right kind of love can only come from God and knows God. It says we have to know God in order to know what true love is.
要認識真正嘅愛咧，就係話一定要由神而生，並且係要認識神。
Whoever that does not love does not know God.
如果沒有愛心的就是不認識神。
Elliot Spicer does not actually know God in a true sense because he's a Jew. He's Jewish. Elliot Spicer.
Oh, okay, 對不起。 Elliot Spicer 是猶太人。可能就，即其實就代表他不是很認識神，不是真認識神。
Because the Bible says God is love.
因為聖經說話神就是愛。
Now, if God is love, then let's just look at how John has developed this concept.
我哋繼續睇落去，約翰點樣嘅去進
再跟住嘅去講呢個題目。
Let's look at verse 9 to verse 11.
我哋睇第九到第十一節。
John says in this section, the theme is what God has done for us.
呢度個題目就係話神為我哋做咗啲乜嘢咧？
Now this is so important.
呢個係十分之重要噶。
You know what true love is?True love is doing something for someone else.
大家知唔知道真愛係咩咧？真愛就係話去犧牲，為別人犧牲。
True love is not actually more than receiving than actually giving. True love is giving.
真愛咧，其實同你接收唔係有太大關係。真愛係你為其他人，你為你愛嘅人做咗啲乜嘢咧？
See, this is the difference in a way between the Chinese people and the white people.
呢個可能咧就係白人同埋中國人有嘅分別啦。
The Chinese very seldom say I love you.
中國人咧好少話我愛你。
Those of you that are married,
有邊個結咗婚噶？
How often do you tell your wife you love her?
你幾時話俾你曾幾何時向你嘅愛向你嘅丈夫啊太太講話我愛你啊？
We don't normally say that, right?
係咪？我哋唔係成日都講。
It's a culture we don't actually say I love you. I love you.
我哋喺文化裏面覺得唉好唔舒服，好唔自在。
But do we, you know? But does the Chinese people love their spouses? Yes.
但當然啦，中國人咧亦都好愛佢哋嘅丈夫太太。
Does the Chinese people love their kids？
中國人愛唔愛佢哋細路仔咧
？Yes。
十分之愛。
We don't call them honeys. We don't call them sweeties。
我哋就唔會叫佢甜心啦。但係。
But we do a lot for our children and for our spouses。
但係咧，我哋咧就即係差唔多成條命咁樣為咗細路仔。
Now the white people is a bit different from us.
白人咧就有少少分別。
Each time they, you know, they address the spouses, it's always honey.
佢哋咧通常咧都稱呼佢哋嘅伴侶咧叫甜心。
They call the kids, I guess, sweeties.
佢哋叫細路仔咧就係。
Or kiddo, you know, all these nice, you know, nice words of affection.
係啦，好有親切感嘅。
But the question to you, all of us is, do they actually show as much affection in their actual actions?
但究竟咧，佢哋嘅行為上面係咪又真係好錫、好愛佢哋嘅細路仔咧，或者佢哋嘅丈夫太太咧
？That's truly debatable.
呢個咧就大家自己翻去睇啦。
When you look at the world of abandoned children,
如果大家留意到咧，好多細路仔都係被遺棄嘅。
When you see how families are falling apart,
亦都睇到好多嘅家庭咧都係解散。
And when you see that there are so many families that are in trouble.
有好多家庭咧都有危機。
Some of my clients are from divorced families.
我自己好多嘅客人咧都係即係家庭裡面有問題，分開咗嘅夫婦。
And now their children are having also problems, similar problems in their marriages.
而家咧淪落到咧，即係佢哋嘅小朋友咧大個咗之後咧，佢哋嘅婚姻關係都有問題。
So what I'm saying is that love goes a lot beyond words.
我想講就話咧，愛咧唔係淨喺言語口頭上面去講出嚟嘅。
For the people, for the Chinese people that worship idols, I have to ask one question for the idol worshippers that are Chinese.
我今日咧即係想問下嗰啲拜神嘅中國人。
Has any of the gods actually lived in history?
我哋所拜即嗰啲迷信嘅人咧，拜嘅神咧，係咪是否曾經喺歷史上面生存過咧
？None of the Chinese gods actually live in history. They are from mythology, like Romeo and Juliet.
其實好多所有嘅所拜嘅神咧，都係一啲神話而出嘅，唔係話真係喺事實上面事實裡面出現過生活過。
And of course, being unreal characters, being made up or literal characters, they have never shown any true love to the human race, other than just in mythology.
因為佢哋喺神話故事裡面而出生嘅，所以咧其實冇真真正正對人類有個愛嘅表現。
John says that.In verse 9, this is how God has shown his love amongst us, is that he sent his one and only son.
然而呢，約翰呢，在這裡第九節，他就說話，神差他獨生子到世間來，使我們藉著他得生。神愛我們的心在此就顯明了。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 14.
我哋不如大家睇下約翰福音第一章。
Because the reason why I say is that this word one and only is mentioned once here. in the epistle, which parallels John 1:14.
我哋睇約翰福音第一章第十四節，因為咧呢度講到話神差他獨生子，獨生子呢一個詞係甚少出現嘅。
It says the Word came in flesh, the Word came in flesh and dwells amongst us。
就係話到咧，神係道成肉身，肉身係嚇喺世間上面以人嘅身體裏面係真真正正活在我們中間。
Full of grace and truth。
是充滿了有恩典。
And I have beheld his glory, or we have beheld his glory.
我亦親眼嘅睇過佢嘅榮光，係約翰所講。
Which is the Father's one and only glory.
約翰福音第一章第十四節最尾嗰句就係話，正是父獨生子的榮光。
It came from there. God's glory was manifested in flesh and dwells amongst people.
就是神的榮光豐豐富富充滿恩典道成肉身在我們中間住在我們中間
we have to know why.
我們要知道為什麼
We have to know why God has actually dwelt and lived amongst us in His glory.
我們要自己問自己為什麼神要付這麼大的代價要住在我們中間
Now back in the old times, back in the Old Testament times, God chose Israel.
在舊約的時候在以色列的期間
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
生命記
The Old Testament.
生命記
It tells why God has chosen Israel.
生命記那裡就告訴我們耶和華神為什麼要揀選以色列人呢?
God chose Israel for all the non-logical reasons.
神揀以色列人真是不應該揀以色列人的其實應該
Can you find Deuteronomy chapter 7?
Okay, you got it, yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8.
第七章第七節和第八節
It tells the reason.
就話到俾你話俾我哋知點解個原因啦。
God says the reason why I choose Israel is because I love you and I've chosen you.
耶和華為何要揀以色列呢?就話耶和華專愛,專愛他們,專愛你們。
Not because your numbers are great.
不是因為你人多。
Because you are actually the smallest number of people on earth as a race.
事實上呢,你們的人,以色列的人呢,在萬民中呢,是最少的。
It was and it still is now.
以前是,現在都是。
Nowadays, you know how scarce the Jews are.
大家都知道，即係以色列人唔係太多啦。
There's less than one Jew out of 100,000 people.
喺
in most cities of the world.
喺十萬人當中咧，大概都只不過係得一個猶太人。
God says, "I chose you not because you are a great amongst people. It's because I love you."
神就話啦：我揀你哋咧，唔係因為你哋人數多，只不過我係專愛你們。
The second reason is that because God says that I would be making good the promise.I will fulfill the promise I made to your ancestors.
第二個原因咧，就係話耶和華佢話我要守我哋向以色列列祖所立嘅誓。
It is because of that that I've led you out of Egypt, out of bondage.
就係因為咁嘅原因，神要將以色列立志嚇，而實際上又將以色列人帶出埃及，引領佢哋。
So in the Old Testament, God chose Israel because of His Love and His sovereignty.
神要揀以色列人咧，就係因為神專愛佢哋，同埋神自己嘅神性獨立嘅神性。
It's not because the Jews are very lovable.
而唔係因為猶太人係好可愛。
Let's now turn to Gospel of John chapter 15, verse 16.
我哋而家不如睇下約翰福音第十五章。
John 15, verse 16.
第十五章第十六節，約翰福音第十五章第十六節。
It says that it's not that you have chosen me, but I have chosen you.
不是你們揀選了我，是我揀選了你們。
So now, let us, okay, keeping this in mind, okay, God chose Israel because God loves Israel. God chose us in the New Testament not because we love Him, but because He loves us.
神揀以色列人咧，唔係因為神揀以色列人，係因為神愛以色列人。同樣地，喺新約時代，你同我被神揀選，都係因為神先愛我們。
Has anyone ever told some of you, when you're growing up or some friends that don't like you or whatever, that you're not a very lovable character.
你有冇即係同啲朋友講話你個人真係唔係好可愛，好乞人憎？
Or did your parents ever tell you that too? I don't know why I love you because you are completely unlovable. Yes, this is exactly what a lot of parents would have liked to tell their kids. Why do I love you?
即係係咪好多嘅爸爸媽媽都即係摸不著頭腦，即係點解我要愛你咧？
You are so undeserving.
你真係好激氣㗎嘛。
But the reason why I love you is because you are my son or you're my daughter.
因為我點解要咁錫你咧？即係因為你係我骨肉，你係我仔，你係我女。
My sister in Vancouver had a big problem.
我個妹咧喺温哥華個妹咧真係頭都痛啦，現在。
She has three troubled children.
佢有三個問題兒女。
The eldest daughter is a very intelligent person.
個大女咧就十分之聰明。
She actually graduated from Oxford University.
記唔記得我從前講過嗰個咧喺牛津大學畢業嗰個大女咧？
And she's the one that causes the biggest mental problem.
佢咧就係令到佢爸爸媽媽咧好頭痛。
Because the way she designs her career is exactly opposite from what her parents wanted her. Because she's so smart.
因為佢好似好聰明咯，即係佢自己即係想職業嘅行嘅路徑咧，就同佢爸爸媽媽所渴望嘅咧就係背道而馳。
My sister and my brother-in-law were just lamenting every day because of her.
即係每一日咧，我嘅妹啊，我妹夫咧就真係好頭痛。
So those of you that are children that are too smart, be careful.
如果你哋嘅仔女咧好聰明嘅咧，即係你要小心啲。
They may be the source of your agony as well.
可能咧佢哋會即係令到你好多白頭髮啊，令到你夜晚瞓唔著覺。
And then she's got two problem sons.
咁跟住咧下低咧有兩個仔喎。
They are underachievers.
佢兩個仔咧就不進取。
And I was just joking, they're real morons. I was just joking.
我講笑嘅啫，都係好似傻佬咁樣。
And the problem is that they also cause problems with their parents. That's the reason my sister and my brother-in-law have to cut short their medical career in Hong Kong.
就因為呢啲小朋友啲仔兒女嘅問題啦，我嘅妹啊同埋妹夫咧就即係喺香港咧就執咗鋪頭就唔行醫啦，就趕快嚟加拿大。
And my sister, my brother-in-law says that, Simon, we envy you. I say, why?
咁我妹同我妹夫就話：，哎呀哥，你真好啊！
Because they say that you got no kids to worry about.
因為你都唔使麻煩，都冇細路仔。
No, but I say on the other hand, I had actually raised two stepchildren. I had raised them for about 12 years.
咁啊，阿Simon就話都唔係，其實唔係㗎，我其實有助養兩個小朋友㗎，由12歲開始已經開始助養㗎啦。
I mean, they were with me when they were 11 and 13 years old, and they stayed for 12 years.
佢哋咧分別由11到13歲開始就與我一齊，咁咧有12年嘅時間㗎啦。They
are the children of my wife's elder sister.
佢哋咧其實咧即係呢兩個小朋友咧就係我太太個家姐。
So I had ready made kids too, but not to that extent of the problems.
我都係有小朋友嘅，即係大就冇我妹啊妹夫咁麻煩。
So all the sisters, you know, like I have four sisters.
我有四個姊妹。
Whenever they get together, they say that how lucky I am.
每一次
they all get problems with the children.
每一次家庭聚會嘅時候咧，大家咧都好羨慕 Simon 冇小朋友嘅麻煩。
Each one was sharing notes how to be smart again. You know, if they ever want to start over again, they won't have kids.
即係大家都喺度，即係嗰四個妹咧，就即係成日都傾偈話，唉，即係如果有來生嘅話咧，即係唔好生細路仔啦。The
strange thing is that why is God not looking at us like that?
但係好奇怪喎，神咧從來都唔會埋怨嘅喎，即係唔會咁樣嘅態度去睇我哋嘅喎。
Well, it is very simple because God is love.
其實原因好簡單，就係因為神就係愛啦。
Now the Bible says that God has done two things because of His love.
聖經話咧，神因著愛咧做咗兩件事。
He sent His only and begotten Son to the world to do two things for us.
佢差遣咗佢獨生嘅兒子為我哋做咗兩件事。
The first is in verse 9.
第一件咧就喺第九節嗰度講。
Says that we may live through Him.
就是说让我们可以藉着祂得生。
And the second reason is actually in verse 10 and verse 11.
第二件事就在第十和第十一节那里说。
It actually says that it's because of that that he has actually became a sacrifice for us.
就是说因为爱的缘故，神做了我们的挽回祭。
He became a propitiation for our sins, and that is love.
他为了我们付了罪的代价。
And for that reason, we have to love each other.
就是因为这样的缘故，我们应当彼此相爱。
Romans 5:8.
罗马书第五章第八节。
He says, "Why do we know that God loves us?"
我哋点样知道神爱我们呢
？Because he says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
就系讲到话，当我哋还作罪人嘅时候，神为我耶稣为我哋死。
While we were yet unlovable.
当我哋系一啲都唔可爱、一啲都唔可爱嘅时候，神为我哋死。
When we're completely dead in our sins and our trespasses.
当我哋系死嘅时候，神为我哋死。
When we're the one that because of we are sinners, we actually have gone against His will.
当我们犯罪的时候，正正好就是违背了神，然而神就为我们死。
And we're the one that stir up His wrath all the time.
我们经常都是去与他对抗，与神对抗，去犯罪。
Verse 10 says that we're supposed to be His enemies.And God loves us.
罗马书第五章第十节嗰度讲到话，当我哋作仇敌嘅时候，我哋与神作仇敌嘅时候，神为我哋死。
And because God has done so much for us.
就系因为神为我哋做嘅实在太多啦。
Let's go on to the third topic. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 4.
我哋而家就继续睇第约翰福音第一章第四节嗰度，第一书第四章。
Let's turn back to verse 13 to verse 16.
神为我们做了什么，现在就是讲到神要藉着我们，透过我们做什么。
That concept has been expanded in verse 12 to verse 16.
第十二节、第十六节就是将这个的第三个，就是将刚才所讲的意念去解释清楚。
And surprisingly, John started with a new topic. He says, no one has seen God.
啊，系咪好奇怪咧？即系一开头佢就约翰就讲话，从来都冇人见过神。
And when we love each other, then God lives within us.
但系当我哋彼此相爱嘅时候咧，原来神就住在我哋中间啦。
Why does John all of a sudden mention about no one seeing God? What has that got to do with loving each other?
点解约翰突然间会提起话从来冇人见过神咧？点解约翰又会提起话即系神喺我哋爱喺我哋中间就表扬咗神嘅存在咧？
There are two important principles here.
有两个重要的原则。
The first important principle is what God truly is, His character.
第一个原则就系讲到神嘅属性，神好重要嘅属性。
What's God's being? God is invisible.
神系不可见嘅，系不能见嘅。
Turn to 1 Timothy 1:17.
提摩太前书第一章第十七节。提摩太前书第一章第十七节。
What does it say about God?
呢度讲神嘅咩属性啊
？Says God who is eternal, invisible. He says that the glory.
呢度就讲到话，尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见。
The eternal King.
永世的君王。
And the one and only God.
独一的神。
The Apostle Paul tells us that God is full of honor and glory, but He is invisible.
保罗喺度讲到话，神系充满荣耀荣光，然而系不能见嘅。
He's immortal.
系不朽坏嘅。
He's immortal. He's invincible. He's invincible. He is invisible.
不能朽坏，永不衰残，系不能见。
He's the eternal and He's the eternal King. He is the Almighty and only one God.
永在的神，独一的君，永在的君王，独一的神。
So that's the reason why these people that hold on to idols are so foolish.
故此呢，即係相比之下呢，如果一個人去拜神嘅時候呢，就真係可能係好愚昧啦。
I'll tell you one thing.
我話俾大家知。
Anything you can touch as God is a false God.
即係如果你話你摸到嗰樣嘢係就係神嘅話呢，即係一個好可笑嘅事。
Any image, any idols, anything you can touch and say that's God, that is a false God.
或許是一塊麵包上面的影，或許是一個像，如果那些都不是真神，那些都是假神，假的，假東西來的。
Good interpretation, 假神。Thank you. Yes, these are false gods.
都是假的。
Because the true God is invincible, is invisible.
因為呢，聖經清楚地講到說，神是不能見的，是永不朽壞的。
When Hong Kong is having a changeover in about in 1997,
1997年嘅時候，香港交即係中英交替。
Some very good business people tried to market Colonial Air. Have you heard about that?
當時咧有啲嘅商人咧就有商機啦，就話整啲君王嘅。
殖民地嘅空氣。
殖民地嘅空氣。
So what happened is that before 1997, they just have an open can. You know, they just compress some Hong Kong air into a can and just say this is colonial Hong Kong air.
係咪好得意？ For souvenir. 係咪好得意咧？就一個樽裏面就擺啲空氣，就九七年之前咧就係殖民地嘅空氣。
Lots of British people buy it.
好多英國人。很多英國人會買喎，真係聰
明。You know, lots of British people buy these cans and take it back home.
好多英國人都帶走喎。
On the label there it says that this is colonial Hong Kong air.
個樽嗰度咧就係講話殖民地嘅空氣。
When you open the can,
當你開咗嘅時候，開個蓋嘅時候
，You know, in the year 2000,
2000年啦
，You can smell the Hong Kong colonial air.
2000年嘅時候咧，你開樽咧都係同樣聞到嗰啲空氣嘅啫。
But that air came from colonial air in Hong Kong. You see, it came from pre-1997 air. So when you open the can in 2000, when Hong Kong was lost, gone, okay, when you open it, wow, that's colonial air.
係咪自欺欺人咧？即係你攞個樽翻到去幾年之後。
It says when you smell the colonial air, it makes you pompous and proud.
幾年之後你開咗個樽就話呢個空氣就係三年前九七之前嘅殖民地空氣啦。
It makes you feel good as a people.
即係聞到嘅時候咧，就覺得自己好光榮，從前嗰個殖民地係屬於英國嘅。
That is a good marketing thing.
呢個咧都係商機嚟嘅啫。
Lots of people bought that.
但係咧好得意，好多人買。
But strange about it, you know, this sounds so silly, right?
係咪好愚蠢呢？
But this is exactly what it is for people that want to set up idols.
但有啲人就係即係因為驕傲嘅緣故咧，就會即係做啲咁嘅嘢，例如買啲咁嘅花錢買啲咁嘅空氣啦。
Why would you put air into a can, right?
即係點解你咁黐線咁蠢到即係將啲空氣擺喺樽度咧？愚昧啊，唔係。
What good is it as a souvenir？
即係作為一個嘅紀念品，有啲咩意義咧
？God is invisible。
神係不能見嘅。
If you can touch God, that is a false God。
如果神俾你掂到嘅嗰個大概都唔係真神嚟㗎啦。
Now the second point，
第二個點
，we have to know is that how does this invisible God relate himself to us？
第二個重點就係話呢個不能見嘅神究竟點樣與我哋？相交咧，點樣我哋
？We have to go back to the Old Testament times once again.
我哋又要重新去睇舊約聖經啦。
In the book of Genesis, walking with God, the word walking is a central theme.
舊約創世記裏面咧，成日都講與神同行。
But then in the book of Exodus,
但係去到出埃及記嘅時候咧
，we have another theme about God dwelling with His people through the tabernacle.
出埃及記嘅時候咧，就講到神。與人同在
，dwelling is the central theme。
與人同在嗰個係嗰個主題。
And true enough, this is how God has dwelt amongst His people. It's through the tabernacle, and later on, it's through the temple.
喺舊約裏面係一路都有講，就係話神喺會幕裏面與人同在，跟住喺聖殿裏面與人同在。
When Solomon's temple was dedicated, the glory of God filled the temple.
當所羅門嘅聖殿係建成咗嘅時候咧，神嘅榮耀咧係臨到當中。
But what happened to the glory？
咁但係即係嗰個嘅榮耀究竟去咗邊咧？後來
In the book of Ezekiel, we know what happened。
喺以西結書裏面就講到啦。
The glory of God has departed from the temple because the idols were there, even in the temple. There was a secret chamber where the elders were worshipping idols.
以西结书讲到咧，话神嘅荣光咧，从圣殿中离开，原因就系话咧喺圣殿里面咧。雖然是聖殿，但有拜假偶像，甚至乎有一個密室咧，係嗰啲長老喺度拜假偶像，故此神嘅榮光離開聖殿。
And this is, and had this glory ever returned to Israel?
究竟呢一個榮光有冇再一次回到以色列人當中咧
？No，
從此就沒有啦。
Even when they rededicate the second temple, the glory of God did not return.
就算以色列人第二次再重新的去獻聖殿，神的榮光都沒有再重新出現過了。
That's why in the book of Haggai it says that the glory of this temple in the future will be greater than today.
故此呢，哈該書那裡講到話呢，話將來神的榮光呢，是會比先前的更加榮耀。
It's because they did not behold God's glory filling the temple in the second dedication.
就是話到原因，就是話到呢，因為以色列人沒有尊榮神。
So the glory of temple is of the glory of God was lost, was gone for the people of Israel. And when does it come back?
嚇，就因為即係以色列人冇尊敬神嚇，拜偶假偶像，所以神嘅榮光就離開。
And this glory came back through Christ Jesus.
然而喺新約聖經咧，講到神嘅榮光臨到人中間，就係透過主耶穌基督。
That is why in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says that we have beheld his glory.
故此在《约翰福音》第一章第十四节那里就讲到说，我们见到他丰丰富富的恩典，见过他的荣光。
The glory of God lived bodily in the body of Christ. The glory of God lived in Christ Jesus. And the disciples at that time saw his glory.
神的荣光是透过耶稣。耶稣是道成肉身住在我们中间，故此耶稣的门徒是真眼真真正正见过这个荣光。
They saw the glory of God in at least two scenarios.
在记载里面，新约记载里面有两次见过。
One is during the baptism of Jesus.
第一次呢，就是耶稣受浸。
When heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove and descended on Christ, and there's a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased."
嚇，就係講到咧，耶穌由水裏面出嚟嘅時候咧，天打開咗，有響聲，同埋有一個彷彿好似鴿子嘅形象落到落到耶穌嘅身上，亦都有聲音講到話，這是愛子，我所喜悅的。
And the second scenario is in Transformation Mountain.
第二個咧就喺登山變像。
When three apostles actually saw his face and his clothing turn into pure white and glory.
就係講到咧，有三個門徒咧睇到耶穌嘅衣服、耶穌嘅面咧，都係變咗白光，係你諗都諗唔到嘅乾淨嘅白光。
And John was one of them.
嚇，約翰咧就係其中一個。
That's why John says that we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only begotten Son.
故此咧，約翰就話佢親眼見過獨一。獨一兒子神的榮光。
Now my question to you, all of us today is that where is that glory now?
我今天的問題就是那個榮光今天在哪
裡? Easter is coming soon.
復活節快到了。
Christ back 2,000 years ago would be crucified, dead, buried and resurrected.
2,000 年前耶穌就是為我們的罪受死、埋葬跟著復活。
And after his resurrection would come his ascension into heaven, 40 days after that.
40日之後呢就被升天。
Now, if the glory of God was resting bodily in the body of Christ, and when Christ has ascended into heaven, what happened to the glory? When the glory of God was in Christ.
如果神的榮光是在耶穌基督的身上。
And now Christ has departed into heaven.
現在耶穌已經升了天了，那個榮光去了哪裡呢?
Where's this glory now?
那個榮光去了哪裡呢?
Anyone can answer?
有沒有人答到? 有沒有人試?
The answer is very simple. The glory is now in us.
其實很簡單，個榮光在我們中間。
His glory now lives in the body of his children.
那個榮光就在你與我的身體裡面、生活裡面、生命上面。
Through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
就是透過聖靈的表揚。
That is the reason why Paul said that if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not a true believer.
故此約翰就講到話，如果你冇耶穌基督嘅靈嘅時候咧，嚇，哦，對唔住，保羅，保羅講到話，如果你冇耶穌基督嘅靈嘅時候咧，你就唔係真係屬於神噶啦。
It's because His glory now has dwelt in us today.
因為咧就係佢嘅榮光就係今日住喺我哋當中。
That is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. It says, "We are." The temple of Christ.
We are
the temple of God.
哥林多前書第一章第第第第六章第十九節，我哋就係神嘅殿，我哋嘅身體就係神嘅殿。
That's the reason why we don't need to meet today in a big cathedral.
故此咧，我哋唔係話一定要喺一個好大好宏偉嘅教堂裡面去聚會。
This community hall is good for us.
即係其實呢一個嘅會堂咧，都好好適合我哋噶啦。
God has given us a new place in here.Much bigger than the previous location.
啊，神對我哋都好好噶啦，俾咗一個即係比從前更加大嘅地方俾我哋。
Why do we have to meet in a cathedral?
點解我哋要喺一啲好宏偉嘅教堂裏面去見面呢？
The glory of God would not be in stained glasses.
神嘅榮光唔係喺嗰啲嘅好靚嘅玻璃嗰度表現出嚟。
The glory of God would not be in big carved marbles.
神的榮光不會在一些 很高大的模型裡面表現出來。
Glory of God actually rests amongst His people.
神的榮光就是在你與我中間。
And we have become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我們就成為了聖靈的殿。
So do you know why John says that God is invisible? And why God being invisible has something to do with us?
那大家明不明白為什麼約翰講到話神點解聖經裡面講到話神係不能見嘅咧？點解約翰又講到話我哋要彼此相愛咧
？Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 4。
我哋再一次睇約翰一書第四章。
Verse 12 to verse 16。
第十二到第十六節。
It is because God is invisible, and it's because this invisible God has now dwelt amongst us。
呢個從前不能見嘅神，現在就住喺我哋裡面。
This invisible God now will have to love the world through us.
呢一個嘅不能見嘅神就透過我哋向世界去宣揚愛。
People have to see this invisible God through us then.
別人要藉住我哋可以藉住我哋去睇到呢一個不能見嘅神。
People have to feel this invisible God through us. They have to see this invisible God through us.
別人係要透過我哋去感受到神嘅存在，感受到神嘅愛。
And people have to know this invisible God through us.
別人亦都要因著我哋，以致可以認識神。
People have to see the glory of God through us.
別人要透過我哋見到神嘅榮耀。
So that's the reason why between verse 12 and verse 16, there are six times John tells about abiding.
故此咧，第十二到第十六節嗰度咧就講咗呢個住啊，住呢個字啊，講咗六次。
Six times it was mentioned。
嚇，住呢個 live in 嗰個字係講咗六次。
Let us just look at these six scenarios。
我哋大家一齊睇下呢六次。
Six times the word abide is used。
呢個住呢個字係六次。
Six times it is used to show the world something about the glory of God。
六次裡面都係講到要透過我哋去表揚神嘅屬性。
Let's look at the first time. It's in verse 12.
第一次喺第十二節嗰度。
It says that if we love each other,
我哋彼此相愛。如果我哋彼此相愛
，people will see this invisible God in us.
其他人就可以藉住我哋見到呢個不能見嘅神。
And the love that we had with each other would be therefore complete.
而我哋愛亦都可以得以完全。
You say, well, isn't that simple? Are Christians not supposed to love each other?
係咪好似太簡單啊？基督徒唔係應該彼此相愛咩
？But isn't that the most basic?
係咪呢個唔係一個係即係好簡單、好基本嘅要求咩
？But it could be the most difficult.
但係咧，其實呢個最基本嘅要求，亦都可能係一個最艱難嘅要求嚟嘅喎。
Many Christians are fighting each other.
大家心裡面都可以自己問係咪即係同基督徒之間都有好多拗撬
咧？And when you fight each other, sometimes it goes to the newspaper.
係咪有時即係拗到可能見報咧？
When I was a very young in Hong Kong, there's a church fight that went to the newspaper.
我好年輕嘅時候咧，香港咧曾經報紙報導過咧，有一間教會即係爭拗上咗見報。
It is the Church of Brotherly Love. This name of the church, And then they actually were hitting each other with actual bros. So the police came in. Take a bunch of people to jail. Then came the next congregation meeting. There's further unrest. The police were requested to be there. Just in case, you know, it would erupt into another fight. And so that was also on the newspaper. So we have to be careful. When Christians hate each other, when Christians fight each other,
当基督徒彼此相争、彼此相咬，
the glory of God would not be manifested through us.
神的荣光是不会在这些事情上被显露。
The second situation
第二个,
is in verse 13 and verse 14.
第13节和第14节讲到第二个,
it is because His Holy Spirit that is within us.
这就讲到神的灵是在我们中间, 在我们里面,
and He lives within us. We live in Him and He lives in us. Notice in verse 14,
第14节那里讲,
it says that God sent His Son.
神差他儿子,
it's what we have seen and what we have witnessed.
我们所看见,
so John was saying that, well, how does people know that God lives within us? It's because of our testimony. It's because of what they see through us, and it's also because of what we have testified verbally. People can see God through us when we witness in the Spirit.
作见证的时候就证明了，就可以让到人见到神。
So notice this says God has sent His Son to us.
有没有留意到啊？ 就是说到， 神差他的儿子是透过我们。
As anyone, when you're born, okay, your birth certificate, does it say that you were sent to the world? Does it say that?
你出世之后有没有说你是被差派到世上？
Were you born or were you sent?
你是出世还是被差派的？你个出世之上。
Well, every one of us says we were born, right? None of us would be, you know, would be so arrogant to say we were sent.
我们出世之都不会说我们被差派来到世上。
But Christ was both born and sent.
但是圣经就讲到说耶稣就是被差派。
He was born of the Virgin Mary. But He was sent by the Father to the world. And likewise, as the Father has sent Him, He has also sent us.
就正如天父怎样差遣耶稣，耶稣现在同样嘅差遣我哋。
When we witness in the Spirit, people will see God through us.
当我们透过圣灵去作见证的时候，其他人就可以见到。
People will know that God lives within us.
其他人就可以知道神系真系喺我哋生活里面生，系住在我哋里面。
The third situation about abiding is in verse 15.
第三个就喺第十五节嗰度讲到住在呢一个词语。
It says that when we acknowledge,
当我们承认耶稣基督。
When we acknowledge Christ as the Son of God,
it
says specifically about a verbal witness.
这里是特别讲到是口里面承认。
Many Christians were scared to witness verbally.
我们很多时都很怕口里面去讲我们的信仰。
I would have to say that how do I justify my Christian existence? Was that because I come to church?
究竟我们怎样去做基督徒的定位呢？是不是靠我们星期日回教会呢？
All the Bible studies I had.
抑或是靠我们去查经呢？
All the church ministries I have.
抑或我们在教会里面的侍奉呢？
It's all done within a building full of believers.
其实这些活动都是在教会里面四埲墙里面发生。
I have to thank God that one day a week actually I went up to north of Edmonton and Castle Downs that I actually knocked at doors.
我自己咧就好感謝神，因為每一個禮拜有一日咧，我就會去城北嗰度會去敲門。
I have to say that 2 hours every Sunday，
就每個星期日嗰兩個鐘頭
，actually justify my existence，
就真係俾我感覺到，即係自己真係一個好真嘅基督徒啦。
Because this is exactly what the Bible says is that we are not crosset Christians. We don't live in a crosset.
就係講到話咧，即係聖經裏面講到話，基督徒唔係喺一個密室裏面去生活，唔係一個衣櫃裏面去生活，而係真真正正喺世界裏面去出去。
Many Christians are like more like secret agents for Jesus.
我哋好似密探咁樣，好多基督徒好似密探咁。
And secret agents are so scared that they may blow, that they may betray their character, that they may blow their identity.
好多基督徒都好似密探咁樣，好怕人哋知道佢哋嘅真正嘅身份。
They say that if I go out to witness verbally, then you know, would I be like a salesman?
即係有啲人就話啊，當我去拍門嘅時候，同人哋講見證嘅時候，係咪即係好似即係賣廣告
？Would I be like a telemarketer？
好似人哋打電話，你食飯嘅時候打電話嚟餓你咁。
Well, yes, of course. Be a telemarketer for Jesus.
即係其實都係嘅，不過你就係為咗耶穌嘅緣故去賣廣告咯。
What's wrong with it？
有啲咩問題啦
？Telemarketers also work for a job too, okay? So don't be too harsh on them.
其實嗰啲人打電話嚟同你賣廣告咧，都係為即係求生活嘅啫。
What I normally did is I hang up the phone when I was eating.
如果我食緊飯嘅時候咧，我就會。
And you know what? After a while, then there won't be phone calls anymore because each time they call with a certain time, always during lunch time or supper time, your phone is always busy. Then they'll drop you off from the list.
即係如果佢哋通常都係食飯時候打嚟嘅咧，咁啊經過你成日肯放低電話唔聽嘅時候咧，咁佢哋遲早咧都唔會打俾你嘅啦。
Lots of people are using that same trick when it's dealing with Christians.
好多基督徒咧都即係差唔多都係做啲同樣嘅技巧。
But I would not be ashamed of the gospel.
但我對我嘅信仰咧係唔會覺得羞愧。
Fourthly, let's look at verse 16.
第四個就係第十六節嗰度。
It is strange enough. He says, "God loves us."
神愛我們。
Because God is love.
因為神就是愛。
And when we live in God's love,
當我哋住喺愛裏面嘅時候，神
also lives within us.
神亦都住喺我哋裏面。
What does John mean？
佢究竟意思係咩咧
？That means we have to witness as a believer。
我哋需要作見證。
Witnessing through the believer is actually what God is doing。
神知道就係講到就係話，即係我哋要喺信徒之間要做見證。
God lives in us now。
神住喺我哋裏面。
God will witness through us。
神會透過我哋向別人做見證。
So let us just look at this concept a bit further. When God is living through us,
当神是住在我们里面，透过我们生活，
we will live in love and we will not live in hate.
我们就应该在爱里面生活。
So that is point number 5.
这个就是第五点。
And point number 6.
第六点。
When we live in God, He also lives within us. That is the sixth reason.
第六个原因就是说当我哋when we live， 当我哋住喺神里面，佢亦都住喺我哋里面。
So John is giving us 6 reasons。
有六个原因啊，约翰俾咗我哋六个啦。
Why this invisible God？
点解呢一个不能见嘅神
？Would choose to dwell within us？
会选择住喺我哋当中
？Would choose to tabernacle with us？
就好似我哋系会幕一样，住喺我哋当中。
It is because he wants to do his work through us.
因为佢渴望透过我哋去工作。
The world has to see God through us.
世界要藉住我哋见到神。
The world has to hear God through us.
世界要透过我哋听到神。
The world has to feel the love of God through us.
世界要透过我哋感受到神嘅爱。
The world has to see how Christians love each other. Make it real.
世界需要睇到基督徒点样嘅有真爱。感受到神的真
实。The world has to know what it means when Christians say that God lives within us. What does it mean? The world has to know. The world has to see.
咩意思呢？世界需要见到，需要知道。
When we say that God lives in us and we live in God, what does it mean? The world has to see that. The world has to see it because we love and we don't hate.
世界需要見到，需要見到我哋愛，我哋冇憎恨。
We are out of time today.
我哋今日時間又唔夠啦。
Next time, I would like to share with you the four results.
我下一次咧，渴望咧同大家去睇到四個嘅結果。
When God's love flows through us.
當神嘅愛係透喺我哋生活裏面係流露出嚟嘅時候，有四個結果。
So if you want to do some preparations for next time.
大家翻屋企做功課好冇啊
？Read First John chapter 4, verse 17.
約翰一書第四章第十七節
To chapter 5, verse 5.
到第五章第五節
You'll find that there are four results.
咁咧，下次咧就會同大家講四個嘅結果
Of what it means that God would, as to what God would do through us.
就係講到話神透過我哋點樣工作咧，有啲咩結果咧
We just end today with a word of prayer.
Okay, 我哋祈禱。
Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you because you have manifested yourself through us, that your glory that once filled the temple should now fill us. And Lord, we just ask that you will let us be a blessing and not a curse to the world, Lord. Let the world see you through us, Lord. Let the world know that we are love because you are love. We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
主耶稣，我哋离开嘅时候感到何等嘅尊贵！你看我哋嘅身子就好似就好似回幕一样，就好似圣殿一样。
Yes,
你藉住你系愿意将你自己嘅生命投身喺我哋身体里面去向别人献露。主，当我哋复活节就快嚟嘅时候，主啊，当我将幫助我們 去思想你自己，幫助我們 去就是重新去想 去寶貝你自己，你自己所付出的代價，你自己獨一的兒子來到我們當中，幫助我們，就算我們有困難，就算我們生活裡面有很多的 frustration， 有很多的不如意的時候，但我們都願意去繼續前行，因為我們知道你所付出的代價是何等的大。主，我們感謝你，我們這樣禱告奉靠耶穌基督的名字，救。
Thank you all.